Okay, today we're going to learn Beitzah Daf Ches Amar Aleph. Daf Ches Amar Aleph is going to deal primarily and really exclusively with the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, that when one shechs a chaya or an oaf, one has to cover the blood. So we're going to talk about using ashes, using Afer Kira to do Kisui Hadam, and we're also going to talk about the potential Kisui Hadam on an animal that is a Safek Chaya, Safek Behema, an animal that we're not sure what its status is, whether it's a chaya or a behema, because as we said, only Kisui Hadam is only required on a chaya or oaf, but on a behema, one need not do Kisui Hadam. So let's begin. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the two dots. So the Mishnah had said, Umodim Shem Shachat Sheyachbar B'dakar V'yechasa, that Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that if you did Shechta on Yantif, so B'diavad, you could dig a little bit of dirt and cover the blood. Amar Rabbi Zrek Amar Rabbi Yehuda, V'hu Sheyesh Lo Deker Na'utz Mibod Yom. That's only if you had a shovel stuck into the ground from Erev Yom Tov, so that when you remove that shovel from the ground, some dirt is automatically going to come up, and therefore it's considered as if it's all, so whatever dirt is on the shovel right now, as the shovel's in the ground, is considered as if it's already been dug. But if you don't have a shovel in the ground, it's going to be usher to stick the shovel into the ground and dig it up, because that's going to be a tolda of choresh. It's considered like plowing, because you're weakening up the ground, and the mitzvah saseh of kisei hadam is not enough, is not strong enough to be docha the lo saseh of lo sase kol malacha, of not doing malacha on yom tov, of not doing choresh on yom tov. So the Gemara says, once we're going to assume that you can't, that an isser of doing malacha on Yom Tov is not pushed aside in favor of the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam, why does it help to have the shovel in the ground from Erev Yom Tov? Granted, you're not doing choresh, but v'haka avit kitisha, you are doing crumbling of the earth, which is a tolda of the malacha of tochein, which is also asur to do on Yom Tov, because after all, the clods of earth, as you pull out that shovel, are going to be crushed up, and that's like grinding, that's like tochein. Amrav chia barashi, amarav, va'afra tichoach. No, we're talking about the type of dirt we're dealing with is already very loose dirt. So there are no clods of earth that you're crumbling up. Frak the Gemara, but v'haka avid guma, aren't you making a hole in the ground? And making a hole in the ground is a tolda of bona. So you're violating that malach on Yantif. And if you're going to tell me, again, that the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam is not docha and isra of malacha, why should having the shovel in the ground from before Yantif help? You're now creating a hole in the ground, which is a malacha of bona. So Gemara Kidrabi Abba, and this is in line with, so the Gemara answers, no, Kidrabi Abba, we're assuming like Rabi Abba. Dam Rabi Abba, chofer guma b'shabas, ve'no tzorcha la'afara, patar aleha. That if you dig a hole in the ground, and all you really need is the dirt, and you don't need the hole, it is not a violation of choresh, nor a violation of bona, because you're destroying the ground, and the rule is that anytime you're mekalkel, anytime you're being destructive, you're a pater. So the reason Rabbi Yehuda requires that the shovel be in the ground from before Yantif is because otherwise the dirt would be mukta. It has nothing to do with choresh. It's not choresh anyway. The reason he requires that the shovel be in the ground is to make it that the dirt won't be mukta. So that's his purpose. And nevertheless, Beis Hillel still says you can't, even if the shovel is in the ground, chachili you shouldn't shecht and then dig, because there is an isser of making a hole, even though you're being mekalkel, so you're not chayiv, but it's an isser midrabanan. Because whenever you do a malacha b'mekalkel, whenever you do a destructive act that would otherwise be a malacha, it's not asur midaraisa, but it's what we call pater avalasur, it's asur midrabanan. So Beis Hillel only allows b'dieved, if you shechted, since there's now a mitzvah haseh doraisa of kisei adam that comes into play, that mitzvah is going to be docha the isra of bona midrabanan. And Beis Shammai would say, no, even lechachila you're allowed to violate that isra midrabanan. And because we have a mitzvah, simchas yom tov, so you want to be able to prepare as much meat as you possibly can for yom tov. Now, even if you didn't do the sticking of the shovel in the ground, which would involve two isra midrabanan, an isra of muktzah and an isra of making a hole in the ground, everyone would say that you're not allowed to dig in order to cover blood, even b'di'avad, after you shecht and you're chayiv in the mitzvah of kisui. Because the mitzvah of kisui is not docha two isurim midrabanan, it's only docha one isurim midrabanan. So now, the Mishnah says that everyone agrees that if you shechted, even Beis Hillel agrees that if you shechted, you can now pull up that shovel from the ground and cover the dirt. So it says in Mara, she'efer kira muchanhu. So, it sounds from that last line. The Mishnah had said, She'efer kira muchanu. And the reason is, because the ashes of an oven are considered to be already designated, already set aside, and therefore it's totally found. Fine. It sounds like we're explaining the idea of taking the shovel out of the ground. But how's the ashes of an oven an explanation of why you're allowed to take ashes out of the ground? They've got nothing to do with each other. Ashes in an oven aren't the product of a shovel in the ground. So it says Gemara, Efer Kira, Mandakar Shemek. Whoever said anything about ashes of an oven? So Amar Rabba, Hachi Kamar, Ve Efer Kira Muchanhu. No, what it means to say is a new thing, another din, that if instead of dirt you happen to have ashes of an oven, that's not an Isra Muktzah. It's considered to be something that's been designated from before Yamtuv, and therefore, Lichad Chila, you're even allowed to shecht if you have Efer Kira. You don't have to think twice about it, you could just shecht the bird. Amar Ravidom Rav, Lo Shanu Ella Shahusak Meir of Yom Tov. This idea that Efer Kira is not Muktzah and is considered to be designated, that's only if you lit the wood on fire already and it became Efer already on Erev Yom Tov. Aval Husak Bi Yom Tov, but if it just became Efer on Yom Tov, then it's going to be Muktzah. You're not allowed a Shecht with the intention to use that to cover the Dam, because on Erev Yom Tov it wasn't Efer, it was wood. So how can you say that it was designated already from before Yom Tov? V'imroi Litzlos Bo Beitza, if the afer is still hot enough that you could roast an egg on that afer, then mutter. Then even if it was lit on yantif, you're allowed to use it for kisei adam. It's not mukta, because yesterday when it was wood, you were able to use it for roasting and for cooking and things like that. So you could still do that. As long as it's still hot, you could still use it for roasting and cooking. So it didn't lose its initial status, its initial designation. So it is considered usable. It's not considered mukta as long as it's still hot, even if it was burnt on Yom Tov. Tanya Nami Yachim, Rabbi says it's just like this. Ksham Refer Kira Muchanhu, Lo Amru Elish Husak Meir of Yom Tov. Aval Husak Yom Tov, Aser, that when we say that Efer Kira, that ashes are not considered muksa, that's only if they were already ashes before Yantuf. But if only became ashes on Yantuf, then it's aser. But him raylitzos babetza mutter, that even if it was made on Yantuf, even if the ashes were made on Yantuf, but they're still hot and they can roast an egg, then it's mutter, because then it's considered to still be in its original designation as firewood. Now the Mishnah went on to say, the Brisa went on to say, hichnis afar, if a person brings in a lot of dirt and he piles it up in one place, legi naso, to his garden, or to some ruin that he has, and he wants to spread out this dirt over there. So long as it's still piled up in one place, if it's soft dirt that doesn't need to be ground up and dug and crushed, mutter l'chasos bo, you're allowed to use that dirt for kisei adam, because it's considered to be designated for use, since you do plan on using it to smooth out the ground of your garden. V'am Rav Yehuda, machnes adam lo kupaso afar, a person is even allowed to bring in on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov a basketful or a box full of dirt and put it in one spot on the ground. Va'osaba kol tzarko. And then on Shabbos and Yantif, he could do whatever he needs to do with it. The Brisa said previously, it has to be a tremendous amount of dirt. That's only when it's for your garden. It has to be a tremendous amount of dirt, because if it's not a tremendous amount, then it's just going to become part of the karka and it's going to be mukta like the rest of the karka. But if you're bringing it stam into your house or something like that, then it could even be melokopaso. Melokopaso is a smaller amount of dirt. Darsh marzutra mishmeid marzutra rabba. Marzutra said in the name of marzutra rabba, v'hu sheyichido keren zavis. That's only if you designated a spot for this dirt and you didn't spread it all over the floor of the house. That's when we say that it's not mukta. But once you spread it all over the floor of the house, then it will in fact become mukta. Meisvei, so Gemara asks the question, the mitzvah of kisei adam is only on a chay and an oaf, like we mentioned before, but not on a behema. There is a certain animal called a koi. A koi is an animal that we're not sure whether it's a chaya
or a behema. So if you shecht it on a weekday, there is a suffix whether you need to do the mitzvah of kisei adam. And the rule generally is, whenever you're not sure whether you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, you do it. So we would do the mitzvah of kisei adam. The Mishnah says in Chulin, koi ein shochtin osa b'yom tov. One should not shecht a koi on yom tov, because if it's a chaya, it requires kisei, but you're not allowed to be mechaser on yom tov. V'im shechato, and if you did shecht it, ein mechaser es damo. You cannot cover the blood, because maybe it's a behema and it doesn't require kisei adam, and then you're just going to be moving around dirt for no need, and because there is no mitzvah of kisei. But v'i isa, the Gemara now asks this as a question. If it's true that there are certain types of dirt that are not mukta at all, that you have designated from before yantif, and you could avoid the whole mukta issue, L'chasye k'dir Rav Yehuda. Why don't you use that dirt to cover the blood of the koi, like Rav Yehuda says, that you're allowed to take dirt in a little box and bring it into your house in Erev Yom Tov. It wouldn't be a problem at all. There's no iser involved. So Gemara answers a little Taimeich, and according to your reasoning, even if you disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and you hold that you're not allowed to use this dirt that you designated for Yantif, L'chasya be'efer kira, there's something that everyone holds you're allowed to use, and that's efer kira. So, bid deker notes, or with dirt that's on a shovel that's already stuck into the ground from Erev Yom Tov. So everyone would have a problem with this statement that you're just not allowed to shecht the koi on Yantif. Why not? If you have efer kira, there should be no problem. Efer kira is certainly not muksa. El Delesle. No, it must be that when we say Nala Shachta Kayan Yantav, it means that you don't have Efer Kira. So Achanami Delesle. So over here also, it's not that Rav Yehuda is wrong. Rav Yehuda might be right, that if you happen to have dirt designated from before Yantav, great, so you're allowed to use it. But when we say you're not allowed to shecht a koi, we're talking about a case where you don't have dirt designated from before Yom Tov. Yahachi asks the Gemara, if a guy doesn't have any dirt designated from before Yom Tov, ma'ir yasafik, afil vade namilo, then why does the Brice have to tell me, the Mishnah have to tell me, not to shecht a koi, you shouldn't even be allowed to shecht a vade chaya, because the halacha is like Beisila, that you're not allowed to dig into the dirt, even b'dieved, if you don't have a deker na'utz, mi ba'od yom. So the Gemara's answer is, essentially, enochinami, and even in a chaya and oaf, you're not allowed to shecht and cover the blood when you don't have efer muchan, when you don't have ofer muchan, rather, when you don't have dirt designated from beforehand. The reason the Braisa wants to teach me about a koi is for the following chiddush. Lomi baya kamar. It's telling me in the style of lomi baya, that I don't even need to tell you the lesser chiddush. Lomi baya, you don't even need to tell me vadai de lo lishchot, that you're not allowed to shecht a vadai chaya on yom tov, so there's not to be mevatel the mitzvah of kisei adam. Aval safek, when it comes to a koi, I might think, granted, I won't be able to do the kisei adam, but maybe he doesn't even need kisei adam. Eimu mishum simchas yom tov lishchot v'lo l'chasyei. I would think that for the sake of simchas yom tov, it's worth it to shecht it and not to do kisei adam, because you don't even need to do kisei adam. Potentially, I mean, we don't know. Maybe you don't need to. So kamashmal, and that's why the Braisa says, tell me that so long as there's even a suffix requirement of kisei adam, one should not shecht the koi on yantif if he doesn't have the ability to do that mitzvah of kisei adam. So we're right in the middle of a conversation, but let's stop there. We'll pick up from the top of Daf Ches Amud Beis next time.